Cormier Drouge, how may I help?
Hey, what you doing?
I'm going through my stellar order. How about you?
Oh, okay, okay. Checking in. See, did Jenny's marquee customer make it in?
Yes, he did.
And
he is taking the 120.
Oh, good. I'm glad the DVS won. Damn, boy.
The DVS won, yeah.
He's serious.
Yeah, he's a very easygoing guy to work with.
Oh,
in the right circumstances, I would think.
Okay, very nice. Well, thank you. Tell her thank you.
You're very well. I will. So I already have the 152 packaged up, and that's
coming
ready
back
to go with FedEx when they show up. So
wonderful, wonderful. And then you said you might be working something, right, when we talked last week? I thought you said you might have.
Probably.
Something. Okay. You don't remember either?
Said so many different things.
I know. I can't remember. I remember we were talking, and I think I don't know what it was, but
yeah.
That's okay. All right. When you need it, you
there
call
was one
me.
There was one day a guy came in. He's like, and I'm looking at him like I recognize him.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, I'm here to look at the ring you got in for me.
What?
Right. I need a little bit more than that because I've got like five different people that are all like doing
coming
weird
in.
Things,
yeah. Oh my God, how funny. Damn. Okay. So what else? Anything else? How did Mom's Day go? Did it peak up in sales?
It was definitely busy on Saturday, but
okay.
Like one of the guys was, you know, one of the people that came in was this marquee guy. So
yes,
it confused things a little bit when you have someone that's looking at a carat and a half natural.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Well, it's nice. Natural's,
you know,
definitely making a comeback here. So
yeah, it's funny because we'll have people that are like, well, but that's just lab grown. That's a fake stone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, it's not
right
fake, but it's not the same as the natural. No.
Yeah.
And
well, be
like,
careful.
Okay, well, I want the natural.
For the lab grown, I hope you don't see it, but I've been hearing more and more the color changing. And I had a customer who said that he sold one, and the customer came back, and there was literally a hole growing in, like a black hole in the stone.
Huh.
So, yeah, so if you hear, just so that you, I know you sell them, so in case somebody comes in, but make sure you put the disclaimer out there. You're not responsible. I mean, it's such a new item that you don't know what happens in time.
Exactly, and that's exactly how I've been phrasing it.
Natural
diamonds, you know.
Right.
I've got rings that come in on a regular basis that are 125 years old. It's the same diamond that's been in there. Sure,
correct.
Maybe they shipped it or something like that, but
it's
the same stone. It looks the same as it did when they originally set that stone.
Yeah.
Lab growns for jewelry, they've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's
going to
look like in 100 years.
Right. So, yeah, so I'm hearing more of it.
Ideally, it's
more of it. So just so you're not surprised in case you get something like that. I just like to share it with the jewelers so that they are aware, you know.
Yeah, I know. I
that
appreciate
we've been
that
hearing so that you're not like, oh, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
You know?
And that's going to be the big thing coming up. Like one of the girls that ended up walking, well, she was sold on the ring and the diamond, but her boyfriend gave me a nice notice saying, I'm going to continue looking and I'll keep you in mind. But he was looking for, like a lot of them, this big 5-carat,
I
don't remember if hers was oval or cushion cut or whatever, but this big 5-carat ring.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's great. You want it to be flashy and fancy, but what's it going to look like in 25 years? I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen to it. I know. But people know it's fake. I'm sorry. Especially these young kids, they get these big stones, and it's like, why? You look silly. You're a little skinny little girl with this big oval, or you know what I mean? And it's like, we sure as heck know that's not real, you know?
And that's right. You know, it's body. You know, if you're a size 4.5 and you've got a 5-carat oval in your hand.
Yeah. Yes, it's like,
but also,
I don't know.
You just graduated college last year. You've been working, you've been in the work for 3.5 years. Yeah, you afforded a $75,000 diamond. Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So it's like, it's just interesting, but it's definitely dying out. So we are seeing big stones in natural, smaller stones, everything natural, we are seeing an uptick. So we're happy about that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a big, it's just hard because there's so many different things that, you know, that's the thing. People want to spend that $3,000 and get a ring.
Yeah.
I mean, we just had a guy the other day that wanted to, his budget was, I think he said $1,200, but wanted like a 2-carat.
Oh, my God.
I can get you the mounting.
Right.
You know, just where the metal prices are, a solitaire is $1,200 now.
Right, I know. Just gold alone is up there. Yeah, so, oh, my gosh, how funny. Oh, what are you going to do, right?
Exactly.
Do what
we'll
you can.
We'll figure it out as we go.
Anything in your earrings that you need to replace or any areas that you guys are stocking and restocking?
Studs have actually been sitting for the most part right now.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, it's summer. That's usually when they sell a lot of times is summer.
Exactly. That's what
they're
hoping for, to
pick
up
stuff.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you. I'll get that cert out and fingers crossed for more to come.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care. Have a great
day.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.